From the world of AV programming and control with James King, I'm Steve Greenblatt, and this is Ask the Programmer. James, it's good to be back with you. How are you today?
Great, Steve, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I'm excited that we have a returning guest. If you heard us on the last
This is gonna be
episode
the
158.
last time I return. You guys always make fun of me.
That voice is Jamie Reinhart, and he's one of the AV super friends. He's also the Education Resources Director from UMKC, otherwise known as University of Missouri, Kansas City. And that's all I'm going to say with all those words. Welcome back, Jamie.
Hey, and good to be back for the last time, probably because you guys don't like me.
We
Well, we got to
do.
make you feel at No,
your
I'm
home.
just. Oh, wait.
We see how he is on the AV Super Friends. We got to bring the share that love too.
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't catch the last episode, we talked about quite a bunch. And if you, for a first, we talked about whack-a-mole. This is the first on this podcast. So that's something to check out.
Patent pending.
That's right. That's
Not
right.
whack-a-mole. That's already got a patent. The whack-a-mole control system.
Yes. So, and
It's
it's
going to
really
happen.
dependent on our listeners as to whether, you know, the liking part. So we'll leave it up to them.
It's going to happen. I'm telling you. AI has nothing on this. This is the future.
There you go.
You just wait. Don't hold your breath. But wait.
It doesn't happen, wait longer. We
It
talked a lot
will
about
someday.
programming versus configuration on the last episode, and that's been a topic that James, you and I have talked about for probably I don't know, close to 10 different episodes with different guests and in different ways. And you know, there's all sorts of arguments as to what's really programming, what is the definition of configuration, when to use them. I've heard other definitions of low code versus no code versus what Jamie said on the last episode is, you know, a syntax heavy programming. So, James, I'll let you kind of put up the first volley. How would you distinguish between programming and configuration?
So first off, as you said, Steve, we talked about this a lot, but it's a topic we keep coming back to. It's actually the topic that brought us together to start this podcast
That's
was the
true.
HAPMA virtual conference where you gave your presentation on that. But really, for me, the difference between configuration and programming is, as Jamie even mentioned last, the syntax. Programming, you have the syntax. You can really customize, get down to the weeds. Where programming is, I'll sum up about configurating is program. It's like bowling with the gutter rails. Because you're confined, you can't really make too many mistakes, and it'll push you down the alley and get you where you want to go, but you are And
limited
it's
to what you can do.
still fun.
Is it down?
Hey, I don't care how many times it hits the bumper, a strike is a strike. Right? We still call it bowling. Right?
Do
Yeah?
they?
They still call it bowling. They still call it bowling. All right. No, you just, I'm gonna just tell me more. Tell me about how all of us configurators are not programmers. Go ahead. Come on.
I wouldn't go
Get
that
up there
far.
on
I
your
wouldn't say
pedestal,
you are not
James. Go ahead and
programming.
put your crown on and get your I'm better than you background.
Yep,
Come on.
definitely. But again, you're in a box. Like you're limited what you can do. And if you open that box to allow you to do more functionality, you then start getting into what's like your whack-a-mole control system. You can't do that with configurator. You got to
Can
write your own.
you?
You can't yet, but
Can
you open
you?
your configurator, then you're getting into a programming. You get to the syntax.
Are you sure?
I'm never sure. I will never be
So
100% sure. Prove me wrong.
you're familiar with Scratch, right? Or the Blockly format. Is that a
Yep.
configurator or programmer?
Because QSC uses it, right? So Blockly, is it a
I'm
configurator?
just going to say that's more configurator and coding.
Okay. How many limits does it have?
Don't know because I never actually use it. I know of it, but I don't know it.
Yeah. Do you copy and paste from other people's stuff?
No, I don't.
Okay. Get the plagiarism out of the word.
No, it's
Do you ever
really
take
just something to
examples
do.
when you get into Unix, like, and you're trying to, like, why is terminal not working on my Mac? I'm like, oh, I'll just copy this guy's thing and put it in. Oh, hey, look at that.
Has nothing to do with, I don't have a problem with using other people's stuff. My thing is, I don't, for plagiarizing much, I don't
Okay.
trust other people.
Oh, well.
That's my thing. I rather, like, I'm not a big fan of modules and stuff because I'd rather do it myself and make sure it's done the way I want it done.
Okay, well, I can't disagree with that too much. I'm kind of particular too. I'm like, look, at some point, and sometimes some of those are so overbloated with garbage that nobody really needs. Sorry, Steve, close your ears. I know.
I mean, you
Just
guys
take your
think.
professional hat to the side because I know you have to put it all in there. But let's face it, some of it is just like, really, do we need all of this?
Let's talk about what you guys just talked about in the spring cleaning of the AV Super Friends, where you talk about the Blu-ray players and you put the module in and it froze everything out. How many people are using the re yellow button on the Blu-ray remote? But it's on the touch panel
Nobody.
because it's in the module.
Yes. And so I tend to agree with I do like to kind of build my own modules, just put in what we need. And if I need to add to it, fine, I'll add to it. But I do think there is some configurators. I don't want to throw companies under the bus, but there are some where it is truly, drag this in and it is confined. But I think you can use configurator things to create programs. And for me, I'm not saying it is still configuration, right? There is still a little bit. Somebody else had to program the reason for that Blockly to work, right? Is somebody else programmed to make that work? But for somebody like myself who really struggles with keeping track of all the syntax and going back, because I don't do it every day, so it's hard for me. But I still need to understand how arrays work. I still need to understand how variables work. I still need to understand how functions and push buttons and events and tire. I still need to understand how all of this works and how I can use these blocks to create this thing. Now, in some of these Blockly based, and I'm going to use QSC's example. I'm not trying to be a fanboy, so please separate that. But I have used Scratch, the MIT. And people laugh at me because it's like, that's for babies. Yes, it is. Leave me alone. I'm happy. You know what else is for kids? Happy Meals. And I buy more for my wife than anybody else because it's the right size of food. Shut up. Baby stuff is fun. Adult stuff sucks. But you still, in a lot of, in some of these, not all, but some of them, you still need to learn how all of those different things interact, how they interplay with each other. So is it not understanding how to program? And whether or not you're using Python or C Sharp or some other random HTML file, I don't care. At some point, you still have to know how all these things interact, or it doesn't work. And then when you start bringing in physical attributes, and we talked about the whack-a-mole control system. I swear, somebody from whoever owns the patent on whack-a-mole is probably going to call. Like, dude, you got to quit. It's like, hey, I'm reviving your
If
patent.
we
Leave me
get a
alone.
cease and desist, we'll be honored.
That would be sweet.
Oh,
Like, thank God you said it. Of course we'll desist. That's fine. I'm okay. Can you put a PR release out there? I want to see it on CNN
yeah.
or your news network, right? Whack-a-mole sues, ask the programmer. But I think when you start adding in external triggers to now your internal code, you also have to understand how that all works. So there is some configurations I absolutely believe is programming. And there's a lot of configurators that is, that's all it is configurators. Now, we still need to make it do things, and you can call it a program. When you get down to the brass tacks, it's configurations and there's programming. And I do draw the line. And if you have to write syntax and you have, then you're probably programming. But you can still program in a configurator.
So I
had to hit home a little bit here. Come on.
Now let's keep going.
Well, I was just going to add on for clarity. I would agree that the challenge of programming is not as much writing the code as it is what you want the system to do.
Mm-hmm.
And how you get there really doesn't matter, as long as you can get there with the tool that you use. And that's one of the challenges, I think, of one versus another, is that with configuration, there may be limitations, and with writing code, we'll call it, there are typically more opportunity to be flexible. But that doesn't make one better than the other, because in the end, some people wouldn't know the difference if they were presented with a system and they said, is this programmed or configured? Probably wouldn't.
Yeah, and I think even with the languages, there are boundaries within all of those as well. I mean, why do we have 17,000 different versions? Because somebody wasn't happy. Yeah, somebody wasn't happy with the boundaries that some other person put into that flavor, right? They weren't happy with it. So we moved. Why do we have HTML and HTML5? Right? There was boundaries upon one, so we built upon it. And now we have something different. And I do think, you know, there are more boundaries in configurator, because again, somebody had to program the program, right? Sure. But that's, in our world, that's all it is. I'm not inventing things from scratch. I love screwing around with Raspberry Pis and making them do stuff, right? And with very simple bits of code.
So hearing your explanation is, I put someone like you in a third bucket. Like, you have your programmer, you have your configurator, and then into this third bucket of someone who prefers configurating but understands programming. Maybe
yes.
Not doing the syntax, but, and that's the higher thinking. That's what us programmers and people should be doing. It's kind of like, think about, even like you do a live event, you have those people who can just ride the faders, and then you have those people who understand the whole ins and outs of a mixing board. When I'm talking about configurator, I'm normally talking to those people who are like, that's all their blinders mm-hmm. are on, and they're only doing the configurator. They don't understand the nuances that it takes to make it all work. So you're in a different bucket, and I appreciate your exploration of that, and you're right. Then, yeah, I'm wrong, and you're a programmer.
Yeah, and I don't call myself a programmer. Let's be.
Like, I don't call myself a programmer either.
Yeah, you guys.
Just on this episode.
This is Ask the Programmer, except that, you know, I do by trade, yeah. But by God, I do try. Oh, yeah. I try. But I like that idea. I mean, on a sound person, right? And I'm going to be mean to all of, you know, the volunteer sound people in the world, right? Yes, so you went up there and you knew that. You have your smiley face EQ, because that's always the best. Always. Smiley face. And you know how to turn the knob, and you know how to run the fader. Awesome. But then you have that guy that comes in and says, oh, that board sucks because the op amp that's sitting before that capacitor is trash. So if we just desolder that and insert this, and you're like, oh, okay, you really know how this works. You know, I find that to be very different. And and I think this configuration and programming is the same way. I mean, there are some large manufacturers in the AV industry who you could argue that their programmer is also a configurator.
I'll give you that.
Right? But don't ever go to that person and say, you're not a programmer, because oh my, the hate and vitriol that comes spitting out. But you're like, you literally drug this thing into here. Yes. And then you have to match, this one's called one and this one's called one. Yes. Did you write anything? Well, no. Okay. Then what are you? Configurator. So, but that's, I mean, we're really splitting hairs when we get into some of this, but I do find that, I do find that we can, there is a middle ground, and I'm glad James brought that. There is that middle ground. There's like, I can understand it all day long, but enjoy it more if we all cut corners, but I enjoy it more doing it the other way. It's easier for me. It's low overhead.
When I thought about it, hit home for me when I thought about doing it for myself. If I were to program something for my own use, I probably would want to configure it because I'm going to get it done quicker. I'm going to have less headache and I'm probably going to end up enjoying it more because it's not going to feel like work. But for work, mm-hmm. I could see where we want to write more code because it has more value and there's more safety and security it built in because it will allow us to overcome obstacles and get out of situations. But that's where it hit home for me. Whereas I could see if I were to put something in my house, the value of configuring might be just enough, all that I need, and I'll get it done quicker and I'll probably have less headaches.
Well, I'd just like you to know that the next time you ask me to come on, which will be never, because now I've insulted everybody that listens to your show, you're going to scratch out programmer and you're going to put configurator extraordinaire. Because in the last show, we talked about making up our own titles. Well, dang it.
That's yours?
That we're making up. The whole show's changing that day.
Okay. Should we change the title to Ask the Configurator?
Ask the Configurator. that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because there are that are very basic, and I can understand. And I even draw the line like, really? You call that programming? Yeah. I'm not sure, but I do think you can use some of the more advanced configurators. And in the AV industry, there are several that you can really stretch the boundaries with. You can. And then when you go and you ask, I did that for years, and then I was invited to go to one of the pro trainings because I wasn't pro trained. I was just doing it. And they looked at it and they went, oh my God. Why are you here? It's because you won't just give me the stupid paper. Just give me the paper.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, are you a programmer? No, I copied this off Steve's paper. No.
But
it's a good discussion.
Though, you know, based on our conversations, and I think a good way for us to kind of bring this around in a positive light is that the fact is the ideas that you have are what drive you to come up with the solutions and using these tools, if you're getting there, that could actually be more challenging to do it with mm-hmm. configuration than it can be with programming. Oh,
it absolutely is. It even though it's easier, it's not. There are times where you get into it and you're like, oh, this would have been so much easier if I just would have done it the other way. But then you're 90% in and now you're committed. Just go for it.
Oh,
but I do agree.
And that's what
I do agree.
Why I tend to like programming better than configurator, mm-hmm. because again, not naming anybody, but there's so many. It's like, oh, you want to do this. You got it for this, 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 and this on. Or I can do two lines of code. Like, really? Like,
yeah.
Give me my two lines of code.
I agree.
I think what we're going to do is poll our audience and see how many of them consider themselves programmers and how many consider themselves configurators. And we'll revisit this because it's a good conversation to continue. And Jamie, thank you for helping us to bring this to light, because I learned something in this discussion, and I think that there's a lot more to be said. So appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having me on and letting me spout my normally wrong opinions, but you let me spout them. So thanks for giving me that avenue.
And you're welcome back. So don't be a stranger.
So not too many insults.
And hopefully maybe we could continue this conversation on Navy Super Friends.
No, that would be nice. I think it'd be interesting because we all have a little bit different look at it. Mm-hmm. on Navy Super. And I'm sure anybody that's ever listened to that podcast, and you've been on there. But to bring you guys on and almost have this debate on a bigger stage, not bigger stage, different stage, more voices, put it that way. I didn't want to mean like audience, more voices screaming at each other that it's not programming or it is programming. It might be fun.
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
Until then, how could people get in touch with you, learn more about AV Super Friends, and we'll look forward to that that conversation.
Yeah. I'm Jamie at AVSF or avsuperfriends.com for email. So you can get hold of me there. I'm going to plug our podcast, you know, the AV Super Friends. We have a few, you know, Off the Rails is twice a month. And that's an hour or more usually of, we have topics.
You do?
It's loose. There is a theme usually. And typically somebody will have turned off their stream at some point during that show. So there's a little something for everybody there. And then on topic, we really try to have a focused 20 minute look at a thing, whatever this topic is. For the month. And we started a new one, First Fridays. So the first Friday of the month, we pick random social media comments. Sometimes we attribute them, many times we don't, but we pick them off of the different services because we've all seen these comments, whether it was that was actually intelligent for social media, or what was that dummy thinking? So we take 10 minutes and we pick on people from the internet and take trolling to a different platform. So, and that's AV Super Friends. It's on most of the streaming platforms. When you go there to subscribe to Ask the Programmer, go ahead and hit ours too.
I appreciate that. And I highly recommend it. It's a great show. It's a lot of fun and get to meet several people have been on our show and a few that haven't, and we'll get them to follow in your footsteps.
They're not as cool as me, so good luck.
We know that.
But I do appreciate the platform, guys, and thanks for inviting me on.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anytime.
And James, how can people get in touch with you, continue the conversation, and keep up with what you're doing?
This was a great one. Thank you again, Jamie. And for those who want to get a hold of me, you can get me on LinkedIn at Twitter, AB_James King. Again, Google me. You'll find me out there.
And for me, you can reach me at Steve Greenblatt on social media, my company Control Concepts at controlconcepts.net. And what's most important to James and me is that you follow our podcast. We're on Twitter or X at AV Programmer Pod, but we have a video version on YouTube and audio on your favorite podcast player. And as Jamie said, when you're following AV Super Friends, hop on over to Ask the Programmer and we could give you a 2-for-1. So, this has been a great conversation. We'd love to hear from some feedback from the audience. Let us know what you think. Let us know about your take on programming versus configuration. It's always a good conversation. And reach out if you want to contribute to the show. We look forward to hearing from you. And until next time, this has been Ask the Programmer.